It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Do you wonder what pro baseball players eat before, during, and after practice, and even maybe during the games? Do they eat a lot of junk food, or do they eat to win? That would be my take on it. Healthy eating is winning eating. At least I see it that way. So to give us the inside scoop on this, we have Katie Cuvuto, who is a registered dietitian nutritionist for the Phillies, the Philadelphia Phillies, and she's here with us today. It is such a privilege to have you in our kitchen today, Katie, and I'm so curious. Do pro players care about healthy eating, or do they just eat a lot of junk food?
Oh, they definitely care about what they are eating. And I think that, you know, over the past, every sport is so individualized. I actually work with the Philadelphia Flyers as well. But I think over the past couple of years, with there being so many regulations around supplements, you know, the players in the past might have been using different supplements to enhance their performance. And now with all of the regulations, they're realizing the importance of nutrition that much more.
Oh, that's so interesting, because some of these guys got caught using enhancing drugs or protein drinks, quote unquote. Now there's an attention paid to the real sources of nutrients that will power them up. Yeah?
Exactly. And I think, you know, professional sports have just come such a long way that any little edge is so beneficial, because, you know, they're really competing for these top spots. So they realize how important nutrition and taking care of their bodies is going to be to kind of edging them out of you know, other players in the field.
Wow. So, Katie, let's talk a little bit about what they are eating, since they are focusing more on nutrition. And I wonder if they eat a little bit different in training season versus actual game season, if they change slightly what they eat, or is it about the same?
You know, I think the overall principles really remain the same. One of the things that we work on the most, or I work on the most with all of my professional athletes, is just focusing on the quality of food that they're eating. So moving away from more processed and packaged foods and getting them back to just the basic principles of eating whole foods. Because when we think about nourishing their bodies, you know, nutrient density really comes from whole foods. So that is, I think, the thing that we're really working on the most, is just looking at the quality of their diets and their food choices that they're making. And then once they really get on board with the quality of the food, we start kind of tweaking the macronutrients a bit more. And I do think that there is a shift in the off season, you know, going into the regular season as far as their food choices. From a macro and micronutrient standpoint, they definitely eat more carbohydrates during the season, just because, you know, especially, well, for my baseball players and my hockey players, pretty grueling schedules, and they really need to keep their energy up. So a bit more of a focus on carbohydrates, probably a bit lower in fat, especially when it's coming up to game time, just to keep them feeling light. And making sure that they're digesting their food quickly, so they're not sluggish on the field. You know, whereas in the off season, they can pay a little bit more attention to decreasing their carbohydrates a little bit, vegetables and the seeds. Probably about the same as far as their protein needs go. But I'd say the biggest shift is probably in carbohydrate consumption.
Okay, so you said something, Katie, it struck my mind, that they have grueling seasons, and hockey is a constant running game, so they're on the move throughout the game, so people get that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people think baseball is kind of like, they sit down, then they may bat, they may not bat, then they get up, and they're in the field, and they kind of stand around, and maybe they think the pitcher works hard, and third and first baseman or catcher, but there's sort of this sense that baseball isn't nearly as grueling as the
right.
other sports. What is your opinion on that?
Yeah. Well, I think they are very different sports. As you said, hockey is kind of, you know, 100% sprint the entire game. So that is, it definitely has a different foundation from, you know, when we look at it from a nutrition standpoint. But the thing with baseball that a lot of people don't understand is just the grueling schedule of the season. You know, you're looking at 150 plus games. They play almost every day. If they're, you know, it's rain out or something like that, sometimes they're playing two games in a day. And it's not like the players are showing up at 6 o'clock or a 7 o'clock game playing and going home. Most of the players will get to the field around noon or 1 o'clock. They'll do a workout, do any kind of physical therapy they need to tend to any injuries that they have.
Okay, yeah, well, go ahead. Carolina.
Yeah, no, Ellen, I was going to say what Katie's saying makes a heck of a lot of sense. You know, they may stand around, but the truth and the end of game here is their seasons are so long. They have to be prepared for longevity and not just sprints. And so taking care of injuries becomes a huge priority for them, because if they get injured in the middle of the season and they're out 2 months, for some sports, you know, oh, well, the season's done in 2 weeks, no big deal. For baseball, you know, 2 months is still middle of the season. They could be losing a lot of games there, and their team could be really suffering through the detriments. But I think that's why nutrition became so important, and that's why they needed Katie to help them make sure that they're not just eating during for each game, but eating for longevity, and so that they prevent injuries and that they can stay on top of their game through the whole season.
I was first of all, let everyone know that we've lost Katie and we're trying to get her back. So we hope that this Carolina and I can will carry on without her until she returns. So look forward to that. But I was struck by the fact that injury was a big, of all the things you said, I thought, oh, injury prevention for what you say is an extended seasoning. So junk food is not really a great thing. Doesn't sound like they eat junk food very much. Did you get that impression?
Yeah, I did. And I think what's really interesting is that we can learn a lot from what she's doing with these athletes to what we can do in our homes with our children and ourselves, because we may not be professional athletes, but a lot of us are trying to get on a workout schedule where we do work out 5 or 6 times a week, and we don't have a season to play, but we have to keep on this schedule indefinitely. So preventing injury for ourselves is crucial. And our children, a lot of us have kids that go from soccer to basketball to volleyball. They have an infinite, you know, cycle of seasons. So it's really interesting to learn what she's doing with these athletes and focusing. I loved how she told us about focusing on good kind of carbohydrates and lean proteins during that time of exercise, and then kind of, you know, going on and off a little bit, balancing your calories just right so that you are preventing injuries and going for the long run. So we can learn a lot about that and, you know, kind of hope our performance is as good as these professional athletes, right?
Well, and the other thing she said is that, because we were trying to segment it from training to before the game and after the game and during the game, and she said, no, you got to just take care of it all year round. The only difference is that you need more carbs during the season because they are on the move a lot, even when they're not, even though baseball doesn't seem that way, they absolutely are. So, yes, let's do this in our own homes. I think that's a great solution or suggestion, Carolina.
Yeah, why not? And I think that we can find a lot more information of how Katie is feeding these athletes and how we can feed our own athletes at home if we go to her website. So let me share that with you guys. And that is katiecavuto.com. That's KATIECAVUTO.com. Look for her on her Healthy Bites program. So she has tons of recipes and little tips that you can start using today in your home. And remember, for feeding solutions for your own family, you can always go to kidcritics.org, and that's spelled with 2 K's. For our past episodes, look on radiomd.com. You'll find them all there on our show page. And in the meantime, make sure you eat well and stay well.